Hello, everyone. Ed Richards with OklahomaFarmReport.com, of course, along with Tom Leffler at Leffler Commodities. Tom, once again, time for that monthly cattle on feed report. Lots of folks wondering what the placement number is going to be. Private estimates saying 3.8% lower. That would show another month of losses in that category. How did we actually do with this month's cattle on feed report?
Well, we got a friendlier report than expected, friendlier placement number, friendlier marketing number. Matter of fact, some are terming it as a bullish report. On feed, January 1 came in at 94%. It was looking for 95.6%. Placements in December, 99%. The trade was looking for 104.1%. And marketings were at 98%. The trade was looking for only 93.2%. Now, the on feed number equals 11.348 million head of cattle. Texas saw a decrease of 7% versus a year ago. Kansas was down 6% and Nebraska down 3%. We saw the lowest January on feed of the past 3 years. And the January on feed report, or I should say January on feed number, it was 3% below the 5-year average. Now, looking at the placements, that came in at 1.664 million head. Texas and Kansas each had an increase over a year ago of 4%. Nebraska was 3% higher than a year ago. Under 600-pound category was 10% lower. 600 to 699-pound category, 7.8% higher. 700 to 799-pound category, 5.3% higher. And 800-plus, 0.8% lower than a year ago. Now, December placements were virtually unchanged from what the 3- and 5-year average was, and it's also the second lowest placement for the 2012 time period. Now, the marketings came in at 17.45 million head. Nebraska saw a 12% increase on marketings versus a year ago. Kansas was down 4%, and Texas down a whopping 10% lower than a year ago. December marketings were near the equal to, I should say, the 5-year average. Now, also keep in mind, this is a very friendly report. We do have room for correction, but we got to see some other things correct, too. Keep in mind, choice box beef on Thursday was the lowest since the August 2012 time period. The CME Feeder Cattle Index has had 10 straight sessions of trading lower for a total loss of $6.72. And just a few sessions ago, feeder cattle and live cattle futures were as low as they have been since the June-July time period in 2012. We did see our cash improve a little bit this week. Hopefully this will help this market get turned around. It does confirm cattle supplies are tight.